Hi everyone, I'm James Chase, Editor-in-Chief of Medical Marketing and Media, and welcome to this special podcast event. I'm joined today by Anne Stroop, who's Managing Director of True Health and Wellness. So welcome, Anne.
Thank you.
We're going to be talking about non-personal selling today. Obviously, sales forces are seeing reduced selling time with physicians. This is a growing problem for pharma, yes?
Oh, it is. Really is a problem. And it's not going to get better anytime soon. And, you know, one, agencies spend a lot of time addressing how a pharmaceutical brand can get in front of a physician. And what we see today is a lot of times everyone's turning to tactics and to channels, and how can I get my message out on all different channels.
So is technology and digital the answer to engaging them?
Technology and digital is part of the answer to engaging them. You know, they are, physicians are really on the cutting edge, and they have adopted digital way before most of the rest of us. But there's more to it than just digital.
Mm-hmm.
At our agency, we think that there's something that needs to go on with this digital social thing. And it's really about, you know, still about the brand. And a lot of times what we look at is that the industry has turned to say it's all about the channels. Channels are important, but it's important about how you bring your brand to life within the channel. And we really think that's at the core of overcoming some of this reduced selling time.
Mm-hmm. So it's before you get to the tactical deployment.
Exactly. You people are paying less attention, and we really have to think about how does the brand speak relevantly as we're using these channels, and how do we keep the brand in the center of the conversation as the physician's engaged in the different channels.
So how does a brand speak relevantly?
Well, I guess, you know, you could say it starts by being quiet and shutting up and then listening.
Well, there's something that's always good advice, but how can a brand listen?
A brand can listen, and if you think about in your whole marketing mix, relationship marketing and the principles of relationship marketing is really, really gets into a listening. Hmm. And we look at relationship marketing not as a deployment tactic, but we take the principles of that and look at and bring those into when we build a brand. And with that, you can build a brand so that it's capable of listening.
Sure, and relationship marketing has always kind of added that aspect of listening.
Always been at the core of relationship marketing, this one-to-one engagement. Listening really starts when a brand is being built or refreshed. And you have to understand how to bring together the brand's core value and then create campaigns and messages that will resonate, and knowing what content you can put in front of the physicians so that it will resonate in order that it can be relevant to those physicians. So we take a deeper dive into understanding our audience, and we do that so that we can understand then what is it that's going to be relevant with that audience. So as we have the discussion, the talking and the listening ongoing with the physician, we're presenting the brand so that it is relevant and it says the right things.
Which gets us back to the issue of selling to docs and reduced selling time. How do we get around that?
Well, and it's about creating this relationship. And, you know, it's creating a relationship also with the right doc. So it's about knowing who your target audience is, and then really how do you craft your brand, your campaign on, and then the content that you have, how do you craft all of that to then deliver it to the physician relevantly? And relevantly could be, you know, content, channel, and the time. So that's really how we look at, or you can get around the reduced face-to-face time, is creating that relationship with the right physicians.
And really making the most of that time.
And making the most of that time together, yes.
So can you give us a more of a sense of the sort of nuts and bolts behind what you're talking about here?
It starts with building the brand, understanding who the audience is, really pulling the differences of that audience together. You start with the single-minded value proposition, and you're really looking at what are the commonalities of our audience. We go beyond that, and we look at the differences of the audience as well. And that's how you start to get the nuances of building this relationship with the physician. Then you also have to have a way of, how do I deploy the message? Because, you know, it's how do you build the brand, but also how do you create and make this dialogue work through the technology that exists today.
Of course, you still need to deliver on what the docs need from a brand.
And the docs need, you know, it starts with trust. And if they don't trust you, you can never be relevant to them. And it also starts with teaching about your product and what's new and how they can use it with their patients and how they can improve the treatment therapy with your product.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you have to go beyond that traditional role, and we have to look at the solutions that HCPs can use to deliver better patient outcomes. All of that in creating this relationship, using the channels, using the modes of communication, but really looking for improved outcomes.
We've certainly all got our eye on the outcomes-based issue.
Yes, we certainly do, and we'll have that more so as we move forward. But it takes a lot of strategic thinking and then tactical efforts to really pull together a relevant dialogue between a pharmaceutical brand and a physician these days.
Sure. And so in your view, that needs to start being built at the brand level?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, Anne, we'll leave it there. But thank you so much for coming in and sharing your insights on non-personal selling this morning. I've been James Chase with Anne Stroop from True Health and Wellness. And thanks for listening.